USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I'm confident that the perpetrator will be held fully accountable under the law. And, of course, we'll look forward to what lessons we can learn.
Colorado Democrat Governor Jared Polis speaking there on Fox News regarding the gunman who allegedly killed 10 people at a Boulder, Colorado grocery store. The man is expected to make his first appearance in court on Thursday. White House officials and members of Congress are heading to the border in Texas today. They'll visit the Health and Human Services facility in Carrizo Springs that's been housing the recent surge of illegal immigrants. Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham is fired up about the crisis at the border.
God bless the Border Patrol. God bless the custom agents who are dealing with the Biden administration show at the border.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The Bible is under attack. Some countries even ban it. And in the United States, laws are being proposed to limit biblical values in society. Just last year, California's governor even banned private Bible study groups in homes. It's frightening. Now, Greg Kelly Reports investigates the growing movement to ban the Bible in American life. Watch Greg Kelly on Newsmax TV tonight at 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern as he reveals the real dangers to Christians and how they're fighting to protect the Bible. You won't find this on any other networks. Newsmax TV is America's fastest-growing cable news channel on all major systems. Check your cable guide or call them to get Newsmax. Or get it free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, or Amazon Fire. And smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, or LG. Plus, you can download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch us anytime, anywhere. So find out about the growing danger to your Bible freedom. Watch Newsmax TV's Greg Kelly tonight.
No sooner did the coronavirus relief checks start rolling out from Washington did cyber criminals come up with ways to steal your money. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens explains.
Threat Intelligence Lead Christopher Dawson of Proofpoint explains what typically happens.
We would see an email that has some sort of information or link or an attached document, for example, and folks would click the document because they would think that maybe they needed some information that was in this email, perhaps information about how to get the stimulus check, for example.
Victims are told they must fill out a form over the Internet that divulges private financial information.
Durable good orders are coming in lower than expected. A report out this morning shows orders for big ticket items built to the last 3 years or more fell 1.1% in February. Analysts had forecast a 1.1% increase. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
It's predicted that about 10% of those once infected with COVID-19 could face serious and persistent symptoms. They're called COVID-19 long haulers. Well, I had a chance to catch up with Dr. Stephen Phillips and ask him exactly what symptoms are shown from these COVID-19 long haulers.
The symptoms are so broad. You know, a lot of it overlaps with chronic fatigue type syndromes. People have muscle aches and they're having joint pains and they're tired and they're brain fog. Some of them are getting psychiatric symptoms. I have patients that are getting, you know, vascular symptoms I've seen as well. And the overlap between the chronic illness patients that I've seen for the last 25 years is absolutely uncanny because these are the types of patients that I've been seeing. So it turns out that about one-third of COVID patients develop long-term symptoms, which is shockingly high, and it doesn't correlate with the severity of illness initially. So even people with mild or even asymptomatic illness at first are developing long-term symptoms, and it also doesn't correlate with age, young people. So not the traditional risk groups for mortality with acute COVID. It's all over the map in terms of who's developing long-term COVID. In terms of prognosis, it all, you know, we can talk further on that, but it really, I think, people have to get to the core of the matter rather than just treat the symptoms.
More news always can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.